Hi, this is Jenny Brown. Welcome to my podcast, Growing Up Through the Life Cycle, where each session looks at a different stage of life and the opportunities it presents for maturing self in relationship. Growing up through the life cycle, gosh, marriage would have to be one of the biggest life cycle changes, exciting times, challenging adjustment phase of life. So much of the focus on marriage these days seems to be about the event itself, preparing for a magnificent wedding that people will remember and look back on with joy for the rest of their lives. And such a huge industry has grown up around creating this extraordinary event. But events in themselves can be such a detour from really preparing for the lifelong journey ahead of commitment in a relationship to one's spouse. It's such, so much more than a big party. So very much more. It's the early years of marriage can be very different for different couples. For many, it's a really exciting time of launching a life together and be the freedom of being together and setting up home together and having the freedom before children come along to and a little bit more disposable income with two people working full time. There can be many exciting benefits of those early years of marriage. But for other couples, many couples, it's also quite normal for there to be a real jolt in the early years of marriage, coming out of all of the romance and the efforts to impress each other that happened during courtship, to the beginnings of just doing the everyday mundane life together, which can lead to a sense of disappointment and Groundhog Day and just ordinariness of life after the excitement of courtship can be a challenge for couples. And so important to manage expectations and talk about how to do the challenging, everyday, often boring, functioning responsibilities of life together. To address that together is as important as all the emphasis that gets placed on maintaining romance and pleasurable time to stay connected and developing and nurturing intimacy. They're both really important. The biggest derailer of growing up in a marriage is what Dr. Murray Bowen calls emotional fusion, which is so much intense merging of boundaries in the relationship that people are vulnerable to losing their own distinct and unique self that they can contribute to the marriage. So working out the signs of fusion is a worthy effort in the early stages or indeed any stage of marriage. The goal of family systems, marriage counseling, couple therapy is to help each partner lift themselves a little bit out of the fusion that they've got caught in and where symptoms of conflict and distance and triangling emerge out of the intensity of loss of separate, unique self in the relationship. It's tricky, isn't it? Because marriage is about an intimate partnership. The biblical description of marriage is that the two leave the family of origin, leave their mother and father, and become united in one flesh, which is viewed as much more than a sexual one fleshness. It's viewed as a deep, intimate partnership and journeying through life together. And I think that this notion of intimacy often gets really confused with the idea of an emotional fusion. Let me give you an example of what fusion can look like early in a marriage. As I remember the early days of my own marriage, it's a little excruciating to look back on some of my fusion behaviors in the early marriage. I can recall going into mind reading for my husband, thinking I knew what he was thinking and feeling, interpreting his body language without even asking what was on his mind. I can remember out of that mind reading thinking that I knew what his needs were and moving into an over-responsible role of managing his life. And of course, I developed that over-functioning pattern in my family of origin. And in the early years, my husband was quite happy for me to do some of his functioning for him. It was quite a cozy kind of a fusion. It would go down to even me dressing him and deciding what aspects of his wardrobe did not present the kind of husband I wanted to have at my side. I even remember meeting new friends in the new area we moved to, going to their place for dinner, and correcting my husband, conversation at dinner or after the dinner, giving him a critique of how he presented himself at dinner. Pretty awful stuff when I look back on it. But these were the signs of my fusion and his accommodating to my making a project out of kind of like Pygmalion of presenting my husband. This fusion is like seeing him as an extension of my own identity and vice versa for him with me. So watching for those signs of seeing the other as an extension of our own selves is a really useful growing up effort in this early stage of marriage. I don't think, and Murray Bowen in his theory would certainly present this, that it's possible to not be fused in a marriage. What one is working on is reducing the degree of the fusion and observing one's own part in it. In the early stages of a marriage, it's very easy to retreat too much into the twosome, to withdraw a little bit too much from activities that each spouse used to do on their own. And too much togetherness can not promote intimacy. It can actually lead to a sense of suffocation and loss of growth as an individual. Equally, too much separateness. Anyone that tries to carry on all of their single life interests into a marriage is not getting the balance right to adjust to an intimate partnership where both spouses are putting a real generous effort into getting to know each other in the day-to-day of life. So it's worth just doing a little check on, are we keeping up adequate contact with friends, with family, with the important separate interests that help each one to flourish? And in terms of just another checklist on fusion, to just watch that one does not go into mind reading or expect mind reading of the other, to expect that our spouse should know what we're feeling, know what we're needing, and if they love us, we don't need to ask them for their help on things, they should just know. That's classic fusion going on. So the groundwork of a good marriage is getting to know each other at each stage of life, each day, each week, being genuinely interested and asking, never assuming what the other is thinking, what they're feeling, how they're managing certain situations, what they're enjoying, what they're struggling with, and never assuming. So there's a little bit of an intro to growing up in entering into a committed marriage relationship. Of course, for those who are listening who are not in a marriage, these principles apply to all important relationships and can be generalized. In the next podcast, I'll move on to looking at the patterns that commonly people employ in their marriages when stress increases. And these patterns reduce stress, but they don't facilitate the growth and maturing of each of the spouses. And I'll tackle the most stressful aspect of a marriage, which is the arrival of children. So stay tuned.